Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
The Lund family from Hendersonville, North Carolina, singing "He Loves Me Like I Was His Only Child." Amen. We've been preaching a series message out of Matthew chapter number 27, speaking about the miracles of Calvary. And we're looking today at the earthquake, and this is going to be part number two of the message. The Bible says in Matthew 27, verse number 51, "Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent." We're going to be focusing on that today.
We've looked at the timing. I'm telling you, right there, right after Jesus gave up the ghost, the Bible said the rocks did rent, the earthquake. We've looked at the timing of the earthquake, but let's look now for just a moment at the magnitude of this earthquake. The Bible says that the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. The rending of the rocks tells us that this earthquake was a big one. You say, how do you figure, preacher? Well, they didn't have a Richter scale back in those days. And so to measure the earthquake, but I will tell you this, if they had, this one would have ran off the scale. It would have went off the chart of great and intense power. One of the largest earthquakes that there ever has been recorded in human history was recorded on May the 22nd of 1960. It was found in Chile. It estimated that the magnitude of the earthquake was somewhere around the 9.5 range on the Richter scale. The earthquake was followed by the pounding tsunamis with waves reaching 82 feet in height, and some had estimated few days later, not too long after that, there was a volcanic eruption that took place. Even after that, the earthquake took place after the tsunamis, and then the volcanic eruption took place right not too long after that. Because this earthquake was so devastating in 1960 that it caused, man, massive casualties of things that took place. They could not even record how many people had died from the earthquake. So what are you saying, preacher? The aftershocks were somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 point something on the Richter scale. So the point is about mentioning the earthquake tonight from history was this, that the magnitude of this earthquake got the attention of everyone in the surrounding area. I'm talking about the earthquake in Chile. Everybody had their attention. This earthquake had undivided attention. Everybody was focusing on the shaking. Everybody's focusing on the tsunamis. Everybody's focused, and they are scared to death. You say, why, preacher? Because there's something that they cannot control, and it's something that they cannot prevent. We love to be in control, don't we? Until we're out of control. We love to be in control until things get out of control. And when things get out of control, then all of a sudden we go to saying things like this, oh, dear Lord. How many atheists, amen, have been in the car wreck? How many atheists have been in the point of death? How many atheists have been in that? And the last words that they say is, oh, dear God. Why? Because, friend, I want to tell you something. It's something that they cannot control. Every single one of us tonight, in some degree or other, are afraid of dying. I'm not afraid, preacher. I'm not talking about the fact that we're settled in our faith. Praise God, I'm glad of that. Amen tonight. I'm saved and I know it. Say amen. But I also know this, man, there is something internally built into our system where we don't want to die. When we're faced with death, it comes to the point where, man, we know in our spirit, boy, I'd be better off to go on. But there's something there that's just holding us. Say, no, I don't want to go today. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I want to go to heaven. I just don't want to go right now. Amen. Unless I get caught up in the rapture, praise God. But we're losing something in our age. And I noticed this among young people. They're losing the sensitivity of life, human life. I'm talking about they're losing the thought process of, you know, one of these days I'm going to get old, and one of these days I'm going to sit out on the front porch, and one of these days I'm going to rock in a rocking chair, and we're going to have, you know, drink coffee and donuts and whatever we do. They're losing a generation because of this right here. I believe this. They've desensitized to the fact of death. Death's all around them. I mean, death's everything that they see. Every time they pick up somebody had a little TikTok thing a while back, and it was about people who were dying in crashes and different things, and they were showing it to me, and they were laughing about it. I said, somebody just went off into eternity. Death is no laughing matter, friend. In fact, when you're faced with death, I'll tell you something, friend. When you're faced with death, here's the deal. Eternity is the next step. And you think about eternity. Eternity is no lifespan. Eternity is not 30 years. Eternity, look here, is not 10 years. Eternity is not 80 years. Eternity is not 100 years. Eternity is forever. And to play with death and act like the death is no big deal. You watch these movies and there's blood everywhere. I mean, somebody's getting shot dead, shot dead, shot dead, shot dead. After a while of seeing that, you get desensitized to the fact that death is real. Amen. And that dying, you don't come back from death unless you're Jesus. You say, preacher, well, what's the big deal? As long as I'm saved, you're right. Well, I'm going to say this to you. It's good to be saved, but what about your life? I mean, wouldn't you want your life to be used for the glory of God while you're here? You know, here's the thing. It's like this. How many would have loved to invest it in cell phones if they know what they know now? Oh, if we could just take a time machine and go back. Truth of the matter is we can't go back, but boy, if we had known, guess what? We know some things. I'm telling you tonight, we know some things about our eternity. And God's told us, if you'll invest right, you're going to benefit in eternity. If you'll invest right. So this earthquake was a big deal. This earthquake created lots of fear. Let's never forget, I believe that God drew our attention to the cross, through the darkness, through the rent veil, through the earthquake, simply for this right here, so that we don't forget his death. His death was important. It's almost like that the pages of our Bible just jumped up and said, pay attention right here. Because this right here is the climax. Christ on the cross is what it's all about. And he's saying, just hang in there 3 days later and you're going to get the greatest glimpse of your eternity, how your eternity is going to come to life even when Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead. Notice this, Christ died and he paid our debt. The wages of our sin, is the Bible said, is death. And he paid that for us that we might be forgiven and pardoned and set free. According to the gospel, according to one of the gospel writers that I read after, this earthquake was not confined to Judea, but was felt in other countries. It was mentioned by the Roman writers as well. It's interesting to note, but all the earthquakes have what's called an epicenter. Now listen closely. All of these earthquakes have what's called an epicenter. In other words, the location below the earth's surface where the earth starts is called the... So you've got two things. You've got a hypocenter, which starts below the earth, and then you've got the epicenter, which starts above the earth. All right, y'all with me? So here's the thing. With this hypocenter, I got to thinking about what in all is taking place here. And I got to thinking about the location. I got to thinking about where exactly would this earthquake begin? How would it start? All of those things. I got to thinking about, could it be that the location of where this epicenter was is at the cross of Calvary? You say, what are you saying, preacher? Well, I'm talking about they defined that the epicenter, the earth above right there, amen, was what we would call Mount Calvary, amen. It's a place of the skull. It's a place, amen, where they put the cross of Calvary. And when Jesus hung his head and he gave up the ghost, can I tell you, it started something, amen, on the top level of the earth. But however, what about the hypocenter? I'm talking about now listen, I believe this, that the hypocenter of this earthquake, speaking of the shaking below the earth's surface, not only reached the dirt, it not only reached the core, but I tell you, I believe it reached the regions that went all the way down to the heart of the earth when Jesus showed up in paradise. What are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, amen, the Bible said he hung his head and gave up the ghost. The Bible said the earth did quake and the rocks rent. I'm trying to tell you when Jesus showed up in paradise, amen, and kicked the halls of the hell open, and this is what took place, amen. Jesus said the victory's been won, amen. Now, I can't get into next week, if we even preach on next week, but maybe the reason why that we get the glimpse of what took place at Calvary and we get the glimpse of those that come alive is because there was a hypocenter that took place underneath the earth, amen, when the rocks did rent, amen, the walls of captivity came open, amen, and Jesus came out with the keys of death, hell, and the grave through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I tell you what, thank the Lord, thank you, Lord. Go to Revelation chapter number 1. Revelation chapter number 1. Praise God, it's coming quicker than I can get it out. Revelation chapter number 1. Yep, man. Look over there. I tell you what, go over there, verse number 18. Jesus, these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. He says, and have the keys of hell and of death. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm trying to tell you, at that time when Jesus Christ died on the cross, amen, there was two places, two compartments, amen. One held death, amen. The other side held hell, amen. You say, what? The rich man and Lazarus, you go back over in Luke's gospel, you'll read about the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man lifted up his eyes being in torment in a place we call hell, amen, right? Yep. Amen. But Lazarus, he is in Abraham's bosom. Amen. That rich man can see all that's going on. But all of a sudden, when Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, you say, what are you saying? I'm trying to tell you that there was a hypocenter took place in the heart of the earth. Not just the place of Calvary, but it shook to the core. Amen. It shook all the way down there in that place called death. Amen. And Jesus said, we're not staying here forever. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.